Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
James, I only really like Tampa early. I got another baseball game that we're looking at in about an hour's time or so. But let's run the gauntlet right now. Let's bring in Kevin Walsh. And we'll go game by game. A lot of stuff going on here this evening. NBA basketball, NHL hockey, and, of course, Major League Baseball as well. All right, so we got a bunch of baseball games just starting. Rays and Nationals, Royals and Tribe, Astros and A's, Twins and Cardinals as well. Kevin Walsh, any of these early baseball games, have your attention. All right, we'll see. We'll get Kevin's audio lined up. So, yeah, Cam, I just took the Tampa Bay Rays early here. Like I said, I like the pitching matchup. I like the Rays bouncing back in this spot against the Washington Nationals. So that's an early play. So we've got to get the final word as far as Giannis is concerned. I was hoping Dr. Walsh, who I know is Dr. Walsh, is on the web. he's WebMD. So we're gonna bring him in a second. But even with Giannis, so what, Kev? You think Miami? This is the bounce back spot for Miami, and they finish them off. You know, Miami were -3 last night, and I thought that if you like Miami, you pull the trigger now because I figured the spread would go up. I think the number would be there at 3 if they knew for sure. That he was playing. I saw that he walked in with a boot earlier. He looked
he's not playing. He's not playing.
So
he's not.
But, official.
Yeah, they had word before that he wasn't going to play. Hence, they took the game off the board when I was doing my afternoon updates. It closed at 5.5. I like Miami. That's why we had to parlay it at 3. We could have still probably taken the money line when it was around, $1.65-$1.70. I think they finished the job tonight, Gabe. Middleton played a lot of minutes and played well, but I think they worked his butt off in that game. Miami's simply better. And if you leave these guys to hang on one more game, that's brutal news because the Greek Freak will definitely play the game after that. Even with the boot on, I think they're going to find some magical rubs, potions, and lotions to get him back out there. But I'm saying Miami closes the door tonight. They're not going to screw around.
Yeah, you know, when the number was 3 last night, I thought, wow, they must really think he's going to play if they only made it 3.
Exactly.
Because I would have expected it to be like 5.5 or so, even after one win. Listen, that was the first game Miami's lost in the bubble, right? Or at least in a playoff bubble, at least in the playoffs. So, yeah, they were sort of due. I've got to believe that they finish it off tonight as well, Kim.
Yeah, just they're a better team. They're a tougher team. Know what it was, too? That overtime game, you almost felt it. And I'll give my buddy credit. Like, he bet Milwaukee that game. I didn't bet the game. He said, Cam, that number's, it's a trap. Miami's not going to sweep. Better for Milwaukee to get at least one win. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to read the marketplace, Gabe. And it's hard, right? But I'm saying Miami's been the better team. They've been dominant. And once the game went to overtime, you could tell that was not their best effort. The Heat didn't even play well, and they still could have won that game. I expect a well-coached team under Spoelstra to be ready to go. Coaching advantage, player advantage. You know, they can't run these guys through again. I actually think Miami might win this game by double digits, but it's definitely parlay material, as I told you, with Shapovalov in the tennis later on tonight. You could maybe hit up some baseball games with the Cleveland Indians and a couple other You're things really, that you don't want to lay juice on, right?
You're really dialed in on the Shapovalov tonight, Cam.
Yeah, I have some futures after the Novak Djokovic situation. Djokovic is the clown of 2020. Hey, jerk, you want to shoot a ball at me? Next time you come at me, I'll bust your teeth in, you clown. I don't care. And the judge was a woman. I know you didn't mean to do it, but use your head. Have your head on a swivel and figure things out. You can't be doing dumb stuff like that. This is the same idiot that didn't care about coronavirus, got everybody sick at the damn tournament overseas. And now this guy has been the clown show of 2020. I remember you said before, you don't get the love of Federer and Nadal. No, you don't. It doesn't matter. You could be one of the best players in the world. No one's going to like you because you do stupid stuff like that. Absolute selfishness. Screw you, Djokovic, you clown.
I've told you, too. Yeah, I brought this up in the past. As good as he is, like, he's not as popular. You know, Federer and Nadal, very, very popular and beloved by everybody. Djokovic isn't. And he's always kind of been a jerk, but he's been on quite a roll over the last couple of years, hasn't he?
Yes, he sure has. Coronavirus, like who cares?
he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't care. Then he hits the lady in the face. You know, I don't think he meant to hit her in the face, but, you know.
No, he didn't. But the bottom line is you can't do that, Gabe. You can't just be. And the thing was, it was powerful. Like, it wasn't just a little, here's the ball, like, that you give to the ball person. It was a laser beam. That's the thing. I know you didn't mean to hit her in the face. Only a horrible, horrible person would. But you got to be careful and look where you're shooting the ball. That's the problem. It's karma. That's why I hit her in the face.
She's getting death threats now. Like, I don't know, like, who would give her death threats? Like, I guess
why? Yeah, she. What? Why? Like,
if you had
for taking a tennis ball in the melon? Why are you coming after the lady for? She's an innocent bystander in ball gate there. She just got smoked in the face. Yeah, it's her fault. She really walked right into that one. Anyway, Morenci, here's the thing about the Shapovalov line. It was $1.80. Now it's like $1.45. People are hammering Roberto Busta got. And the thing is, he's a good player, but the thing about Shapovalov is he's a more athletic kid. He's better. I'm not just betting him because he's a Canadian player. I just really, people like him. He's got flash and dash. I think he's a better athlete. And I will say this, he might not win this whole thing. He has to worry about Dominic Thiem, who's probably going to be, with Djokovic gone, the best player. He is the 2 seed. But I will say this, he can win this match tonight as a small favorite I'm in.
Cam, bringing the U.S. Open breakdown. Golf is gone.
Love it.
Tennis is filling the void for the raging redhead right now.
Yeah, I've always loved tennis. The one thing, my girlfriend, she's like, football sucks. I'm like, good. That Sunday is, it doesn't matter. We're going to be watching football. But that's the one sport we share together, is tennis is her favorite sport. So we couples who bet together stay together, Gabe.
So, you know, I'm just kicking myself for not pulling the trigger on the Miami Heat last night.
Yeah.
I was up in the air whether he was going to play, and I saw the video of him showing up in the booth. And, you know, he took the pregame warm-up, but he really couldn't run around or do anything. And you have to wonder, too, if you're him, you really want to come back and risk further injury for these bunch of stiffs that are, you know, you're losing 3-1. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to mention you're a free agent after next year. You don't really want any long-term problems moving forward with this. Like, you got to believe if it was 3-3. Let me ask you, if the series is 3-3, is he playing? I think he's playing.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. The problem is he going to be effective even with he's got a boot on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me?
He's
like,
you know, he's got a boot on. Ibaka's got a boot on now, too.
Yeah, Gabe, that's a problem. He is questionable. I just saw the injury report, but I have a feeling Ibaka is going to try to go through it. Anyway, the Raptors are a story for another day. You can't come out and being down over 20 points against a team like Boston. You gotta punch them in the face early instead of you being the guy who takes the shot. That's the thing, man. They just weren't ready to play that game, and they better bring their A game if they want to force a game seven, buddy. But I think Ibaka will play hurt.
All right, I'm going to ride your parlay here. I'm going to ride the Miami Thanks. Heat on the money line.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, I like to do it as we do a show together, you know, and it's nice to be on the same side so we could cheer for stuff. Sorry that you're on Navy last night, Gabe, but no, the thing was, golf really hurt me too because I had Schauffele and Thomas, and DJ ended up winning, so I was like, damn it. So, you know, there was a lot of other things that, you know, I needed to hit last night. And I hate betting against the Islanders, but that team, they had to fly into Edmonton, like, on short rest. They got their butts handed to them. Like, the books don't give away money, but Tampa Bay at only 50 cents to Morenci, that should have been call the broker. Let's put, you know, the mortgage on it. What was your stone cold lock of the day? Yeah, call everybody. Take out all you got. But I don't think it's going to be as easy for those guys moving forward.
Go forge your wife's signature and take a second mortgage.
Tampa Bay, like.
Our boy Claudio was asking about Jimmy Butler, 21.5 points. I don't know. I don't know. It's a clinching game. It might be a weird game here. I think we attack as far as the buck props are concerned. Yeah, I mean, someone's got to shoot the ball, right? Yeah. I.e. Bledsoe, I.e. Middleton. Lopez, etc. So I think we can identify a couple of props there with Giannis being out. Point spread up to 5.5. The Laker game, Laker point spread's at 4.5 right now, which might kind of actually feels a little low, doesn't it? Sitting at 4.5. But we'll get into
Gabe,
that.
I think a lot of people are going to be betting Houston. I don't think I'll be one of them.
I bet Houston all three games. We're 1-2, but I feel like it's time to abandon ship. I think the time might be coming up now. All right, more game time decisions coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I'm Cam Stewart here on Game Time Decisions. As you mentioned, we got some games that are going on right now. The Cleveland Indians have just put a two spot up on the board. They are up on the Kansas City Royals right now. Washington Nationals and Rays still scoreless. Boston and Philly in a real battle right now. 5-4 for the Boston Red Sox over Philadelphia in the bottom of the sixth inning. Oakland and Houston, we are just underway in the top of the second, but everybody waiting for the basketball game at 6:30 between the Miami Heat and Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis and the Bucks trying to hang on for dear life down 3-1 in that series. So we'll see what happens there. Miami should be able to close things out. This line steaming, as we talked about, up from 3.5 to 5.5 in the game. So we'll see what happens. Miami looks very, very, very good. And I think you don't want to be hanging around. You don't want to be screwing around with a team like the Milwaukee Bucks, because you're going to give these guys any type of life. Then Giannis will be back ready to play. And then you're in a situation where if they win that game, it would be 3-3. Then we go to a game 7. So Miami and Milwaukee just set the tip off. We talk about, I'm not sure, I kind of agree with Gabe on the Butler prop. I'm not sure about 21 and a half over. I just think Milwaukee's going to win the game. I'm not screwing around with props. If I were to bet the total, I'd probably go under in this game. I think Milwaukee, and if their threes aren't falling, they could have a real, real bad time shooting. And a lot of these games we've looked in the playoffs, Gabe, these second halves have been grind fest. Like even the Clippers and the Nuggets couldn't get to their total last night when it looked like it was sailing over the number earlier, buddy.
Yeah, it's amazing how these games start off flying. And it looks, you know, the first quarters, they score 65, 69 points, 58 points. And then these games just hit the wall. But then you had the Boston Raptors game yesterday in which, yeah, that game just never got started as far as the total was concerned. So as far as props, you know, it's kind of tough here this evening. I don't know if Butler, you know, goes off. I know that Kevin Walsh has been a big Jimmy B guy in this series. I believe we've got Kevin right now. Kevin, are you pulling the trigger with Jimmy Butler over the point total tonight?
I think we're staring at a very difficult game here because you guys have been doing this a long time and you know there's no player that's worth 10, 10 and a half points to an NBA point spread. And yet the Bucks were laying 5 in game 3 and now here we are going into game number 5 and the Heat are laying 5.5. I really don't think I can play it from a pregame perspective. I do think the Heat are going to win the game, and I think there's a world where they blow them out. And blowouts are where player props absolutely go to die. And that's across the board. Middleton having a big night, Adebayo, Butler. I'm nervous about this game. I think the best way to attack it, and I know you guys will be looking at this on In-Game Live, is in that live market where if the Bucks can hang around for the first two quarters and you go into the half, and even if they're up maybe 2 or 3 points and this is closer to a pick 'em, even a 2.5, and then the Heat can pull away.
I think an Eric Bledsoe prop is in order here. I think Eric Bledsoe will be aggressive offensively. You know, if you look at all the Buck player props, they're all pretty high right now. This is the problem. And, you know, the prop market's always incredibly sharp to begin with. Chris Middleton, 27.5. Really? That's a lot of points, 27.5.
Too many.
Brooke Lopez, 17.5. Not a lot of room for error there. Eric Bledsoe was 16.5 to the, it was like minus money. They just made a 17.5 plus 100. Eric Bledsoe, 17.5 plus 100. I think Bledsoe can get to 18. Yeah, there's in-game betting for a reason, and there's a reason why it's so popular. I can understand that. But you're right, Kevin. Anytime you get blowout games, they're prop killers. They are prop killers. And I don't know if it's going to be a blowout game, but it kind of feels like it could sort of get away. Milwaukee's going to come out. Milwaukee might hang around early in this game. I could live with a Milwaukee first quarter play, even if you want to roll the dice. But as the game wears on, Miami are just too tough mentally to let them off the hook. You know, they did. They gave them the one game, Cam. You know what I mean? Like, Miami's not, even with you know, they won't take the pedal off the metal because Giannis isn't there. But I'll say, Kevin, I get it that what the original numbers were for what they are now, but I think we really see that he's making a difference of 2.5 points, really. Because, look, it was 3 last night, and, you know, they were sort of, it seemed to me that the odds makers last night were sort of saying, all right, you play doctor. You think he's playing? Like, if you think he's playing, you know what I mean? Or you don't, like, if you don't think he's playing, this 3's not going to be there at tip-off, right? And I said this last night on the show. I said, man, this 3 leads me to believe they actually think he's playing. If they're putting a 3 up on the board, now we see, 5.5, right?
It's actually a really good point because it was, you know, I've seen Wetzel say this all the time, don't let facts get in the way of a good rant. But to be fair, in game number 4, the Heat were laying a point, right? So if you look at it, they gave you a 3, they middled it. And if he played, they'd come down to 1. And if he didn't, they'd go up to 5. And that's exactly what happened here.
Yeah, I think that's fair. All right, so as you know, we were talking, what about the Lakers and the Rockets? You know, me and Cam internally would like to just, you know, take the dog and stuff, but it feels a little light at 4.5. And, you know, having Rondo back is a big difference. We see the difference that it makes, setting people up, getting open shots, just makes everybody's life a little bit easier. Houston, you know, Houston's an unpredictable team. Houston could beat you on any given night, but, you know, over the course of a seven-game series, are they going to be hot 4 out of 7 times? They haven't been so far. How about a Miami and Laker moneyline parlay, Cam? You like the sound of that?
I love the sound of it. And you know, Kevin knows me better than anybody. I don't usually bet on the Lakers, but that line's soft. What have we learned, Marenzi, over time? We don't want to be, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and expecting, the, you know, different results. But you know what I've learned? I've learned that publicly backed underdogs go to die. The Lakers aren't, but they're a favorite tonight. And everybody was smashing the LA Clippers. Denver covers in that game last night. So a lot of the time in these big, big NBA games, it's about line money, money movement, and you have to see where they're trying to rope you in. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but that's how books get bigger. That's how hotels are made. And I will say one thing. I think the Houston Rockets are, people look at Westbrook's performance and say, hey, if he does anything, they win that game. But I think the Lakers understand too. Man, we can't screw around with these guys. They're a very good team. And I think the veteran Lakers, with the leadership on their team, with the vets and the younger players, will come through. And I think they will win. I agree. Miami, Lakers, moneyline parlay to plus money.
Plus 116. That's what it pays, plus 116. Yeah. All right, so another game at 1 o'clock. Let's get down to business here, because I remember, actually, Kevin Walsh was on this show, and I brought it up. And I said, well, you know, you better watch out for the Toronto Blue Jays. And we called the Rays winning his division a plus 300. But we talked about the Blue Jays being a competitive team this year. And I said, hey, the Yankees better watch out. And here we are right now, Walsh, although the Yankees have to watch out for everybody. This is a complete meltdown right now. 5-14 in the last 19 baseball games. A 10-run inning. The bullpen is falling apart all the time. Everybody's hurt all the time. This season really is turning into a disaster. Big game tonight. Every game is a big game when it comes to the New York Yankees. But a big game tonight with Walker and Hap. What's your take, Mr. Yankee?
Look, it's not gone well, I'll tell you that much. And I've tried to keep the poker face throughout the majority of this season. And I said, nothing better than 4 games against the Baltimore Orioles to get you back on the track. Then you lose 3 out of 4. Now you're only a game and a half up on that team. I mean, the only thing I think that Yankees fans can feel good about is the Astros are sitting there with the same disastrous record, and they don't have as many injuries as us, although they've got plenty. Altuve, Verlander, Jordan Alvarez. And this is the reality of the situation now, right? I mean, there's only so long we can talk about, oh, the Yankees are banged up, but they keep getting still respect in the market. They're throwing out exhibition lineups. Their pitchers lack confidence. The bullpen shot. Boone hasn't pulled the right string in what feels like weeks. They're almost an impossible team to back.
Cam, yes. Your thoughts on the Blue Jays tonight? Ready to pull the trigger with Captain Walker?
Cheap, 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 cheap. Yeah, I like. I'll take a nice shot of Johnny Walker over Hap any day of the week. I will say this. I don't know what the heck's going on. Even the Yankees bullpen, like they're throwing out Ottavino. He got rocked last night. Anybody, like the Jays put up 10 runs in an inning. Like, are you kidding me? It wasn't even just like all the big guys, little guys on the team. The minnows were doing their job. I'm going to take the Jays. You want to make the Yankees favorites every night. Me and my buddy Vince talked about it. This team is overrated in the marketplace. They're not playing good baseball right now. Could they beat the Blue Jays tonight? Sure. I don't trust Hap. You know, I'm thinking the Blue Jays are being disrespected here. Yes, I will be betting the Toronto Blue Jays. It won't be a huge play, but it will be making the card. I like the Blue Jays over the Yankees.
That's the second Visine Vince reference already today. You spent a lot of time with Vince this weekend, Cam.
Yeah, I did. He dropped by, and we had a nice little chat. Yeah, it was good. He lost a lot of money on the Raptors the last game, but I will say this. He sure made it up in baseball and with that Jays-Yankees game. I'll tell you something. I got a great tip for everybody out there. The Toronto Blue Jays, don't even worry about betting this game at the start. This team is down a run. They did the same thing to Boston. They're down 2 runs. They're up 4 runs. They score 6 runs in an inning. They're down to the Yankees. They put up a 10 spot. They are the best live bet in baseball recently. And I'll tell you something. Overs are just coming through the yin-yang there. They can hit, and their bullpen's not perfect. They are putting up major runs in games, Gabe. Best live bet in sports right now. You get these guys as a pooch, and they come back and win. Hey, Walsh, I see you nodding your head because it's true. It's true.
I see it every night on In-Game Live. Really, the only other team that compares is the Atlanta Braves. I mean, it's every night with these guys. I mean, and that's the thing with Toronto, too. If you get them at a big enough number, we saw it, Cam. They were down, what, 10 runs to the Marlins that night? They came back, almost tied that game. You know, sure, but they tied the game. If you didn't want to, you could have got off of a 11-1 price in a single baseball game. So, yeah, look, those guys are great. They're playing great ball.
That's what made that whole Tatis stuff, hitting a grand slam, even more ridiculous when you look back on it, when you see how many monster innings there's been. Give me the Jays, minus 104.
Yeah, I don't blame you guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions continues. I am Lorenzo. We're kicking up a raging redhead. Cavs store. Kevin Walsh throwing it down with us as well. We got a lot of games going on. The Greek Freak is out of this basketball game. 5.5 is the number. Lakers and Rockets sitting at 4.5. And truth be told, these numbers both might be a little bit late. We're going to money parlay. It is plus 116. You could just lay it down. I got to believe that the Miami Heat are going to finish off the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And then that Laker-Rocket game, I don't know. The Rockets are an unpredictable basketball team, but the Lakers are a better team. And we all know the Lakers and the Clippers are on a collision course. And, you know, I know as the biggest LeBron fan out there, Kevin, you can't be looking forward to playing Kawhi Leonard. You know? Even his middle finger. How fitting is that? He gave the middle finger last night to everyone.
You mean the guy that had to have playoff P save him from going down 2-1 to the Denver Nuggets? That guy?
Yeah, that guy. That guy, his finger steps up last night. And that's the difference. He's just such a killer late in basketball games. The Clippers roster is so deep. Kawhi Leonard's just the difference maker. I think they will beat the Lakers. We have to get there first. I'll give credit to Denver, though. Denver really showed a lot last night. You know, they were battling, man. You know, they really were battling. They just hit a wall late. It's too bad. They're just a player away. But it's been fun watching Denver grow through the playoffs. People don't realize it takes a while. It takes a lot of pain and frustration. Before you really get to the NBA Finals, you don't see teams just come out of nowhere and go to the NBA Finals. Like even the Raptors, when they won last year, the Raptors had been to the Eastern Conference Finals before. They'd been through like so many playoff disappointments due to the aforementioned LeBron James. All right, so before we get into the football, and just for the record, we're taking the Jays minus 104. Ken, you're on the Jays.
Yes, I am, Gabe. Put it in there. We're going to take the Jays with a little walker tonight against our old buddy Hap. We'll see. We should probably be taking the over in this game, but after last night's explosion, maybe some fewer runs. But I'll take the Blue Jays to get it done.
Come on, Kevin. You taking the Jays as well, or you just can't do it, huh?
Yeah, come on, Kevin. Let's go.
Come on, guys.
Do it.
Listen.
You never bet against the Yankees?
You never take bet.
Tell me one time you bet against the Blue Jays or the Bills.
I have, because I'm a bad person.
I took the New England Patriots against the Bills, like, last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. Well, dude, I don't remember that at all.
When you're 3-34.
Yeah, it's a good point. No, it's a good point.
You start to figure it out.
Nah, yeah. I've bet against all my teams before. I'm not proud of it, but we've all been in that situation.
No, but let me tell you what happened.
Playoffs, but a regular season.
No, never in the playoffs.
Yes, yes. No. Yes, never playoffs. No playoffs.
So I'll tell you two things. Is one, I realized it because Gabe called me out for it down the road. And he goes, the only way I know that you think your team's going to lose is if you're not betting on them. It was like an early season Laker game. And he goes, so you think they're going to lose. And I went, oh, wow, he's right. That is the only time I don't bet on it. But the only other time I bet against the Lakers, LeBron was out. So it was basically a pro-LeBron bet.
I learned that from Pete Rose. Basically, people, like they said, Pete Rose never bet against the Reds, and he never did. It's true. But the thing is, his bookies and people around him knew when he wouldn't bet on the Reds.
Yeah.
Right? That was the key. Yeah. And basically, yeah, he would never bet on Bill Gullickson. Like, anytime Bill Gullickson was pitched, there were certain guys that he wouldn't bet on. And that was sort of like a telltale sign that, Pete didn't have a lot of confidence in the starting pitcher that day.
You're right, Gabe. That was me and the Raptors yesterday. Like, I got a bad feeling. Like, I get really bad heartburn, acid reflux.
Did it bother you? Didn't take Boston after? Did you think, well, you should have just bet Boston?
I should have, but I just don't, like, you can't do that. Like, if you care about a team, you said it. Playoffs are the real thing. Like, I've even bet against the Seahawks before a long time ago. Not a good feeling. Not a good feeling, but we've all done it. But no, you're right. Playoffs.
I don't do it often.
That's a totally different story. I do it once in a blue moon. I agree. Yeah. I agree. But I got to. If we're going to be full disclosure, I've done it before.
I rarely do it. I'll do it like if the Raptors are favored by 14.5 or something. So you
can say, like the Pistons or something. Yeah, middle job.
It's like middle job. It's just a lot to be 9.5 tonight. Once in a while. But you do, it is true. I rarely bet against the Bills. I just won't. My deal is, my trick, Kevin, you'll learn from me. You'll know I won't like the Bills if I tell you I'm taking them in a teaser this week.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the telltale sign for me. Because you're right, I always like the Bills. But if I don't, it's like, I'm teasing them this week. And for the record, this is a tease week. I'm not laying 6.5 against the Jets. So I was going to ask you. Ask you for your opinion on the Washington football team against the Philadelphia Eagles, but it's biased now. We know you can't take the Redskins. Oh, they're not.
No,
the Redskins
I can't.
Anymore. My bad. I'm the first one to do it. Man.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Twice in a row.
Don't worry, you'll get it. I don't hold it against you.
It's just, we've been going. The name's been around since we were toddlers. Like, it's going to be tough. Remember one time I'm like, hey, how about those San Diego Chargers? You're like, they're in L.A. Cam, get it together. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry, Chargers.
Good luck with the Raiders this year.
Oh yeah, Raiders. Just call them Raiders because I got Vegas, Oakland. Yeah, exactly.
I got to be honest. Time. Yeah, when I saw. I got McCaffrey on one of my fantasy teams, and I saw his opponent, LV. I'm like, what the hell's that?
Yeah, it's LV. Like, oh, yeah,
Las Vegas.
I'll tell you this for the
Why
Eagles
does every
game,
league
I'm
have
terrified.
To do it different? Why is that?
I know.
Like the NHL VGK or whatever. It's like,
LV. Columbus is COL or CBJ. Like, what the hell is it? Like, you're right. I'm so done with these things. Vegas, VEG or VGS. Sounds like an additive in Chinese food. I don't like it. A lot of sodium glue. MGS. VGS.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably
so, I want to take Washington in this game. I want to take the Washington football team.
They always give the Eagles problems.
I don't blame
them. Always
you.
Give the Eagles problems, man. Eagles
First
will squeak
all,
out a win.
Eagles last year had Case Keenum, had him on the ropes at the half. Then DeSean Jackson just took over the game, which was nice to see. But the thing about this Washington team is, I think they might be like better than people think. I know we want to give up on Dwayne Haskins for the 5 games he played, but he had a pedigree coming out of school. He broke all of Drew Brees' Big Ten records. I think he can be good. Ron Rivera's an every other year coach. He's due for a good season. That front 7 is legit. I like Terry McLaurin. I wish Washington was playing literally any other team in the league. So I could back them. But I'll tell you this, you're not early to this number. Many, many moons ago, the Eagles were laying 7 and the hook in Washington. This thing is moving, and it's moving often.
I'll tell you one thing, though. The Eagles have covered 5 of the last 6 times they played against Washington. Yet, as you stated, and I know Cam feels the same way because we've talked about Haskins a lot, people are insane. Like, people judge quarterbacks. You're going to judge this kid after he's played 4 or 5 games. And
he hasn't had a chance yet.
He was good. He was okay. The kid's got a cannon, number one. Number two, he's much more serious this year. All right? Like, he understands that the heat's on. He understands that it's not his, like, given privilege that he's going to be the quarterback there for years to come. He gets it. He understands Rivera. Gruden never really liked them. I think the kid can play. McLaurin's a great receiver. They're raving about Gibson, the running back. Defensively, they actually have a ton of talent on the defensive line. And I just sort of look at the Eagles, like, how's the offensive line going to hold up? The wide receiver situation looks a little thin early on here, Kevin. And, you know, there's a lot of unknowns coming into this, right? Could be a close game. And like I said, Philadelphia have beaten them. They beat them 37-27, 32-27, 24-0, 28-13, 34-24. They've gotten the better of them. But up in the first game of the year with no preseason, I'm looking at more underdogs than favorites. I'll tell you that much, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't blame you. There's a couple of spots where dogs have stood out to me. You know, we're just talking about the Raiders. They don't really travel well, and I don't know why that's going to stop all of a sudden. I know that's your guy, Teddy Two Gloves, so I'm sure you like Carolina.
Yeah, the covering
I think Carolina.
Yeah.
Underrated.
I even think Burrow getting the hook at home. I'm not sure Tyrod and is just going to run them out of the building. There's a lot of weapons on that Cincinnati team.
Well, we'll start. We've got the football game in two nights, actually. It's great stuff. We're a little more than 48 hours away now from the start of the National Football League season. And historically, these Super Bowl champions have won and covered in the season opener since they've been doing this Thursday night stuff. It's hard to believe it's been 20 years. But it has been. And, you know, in the old days, Super Bowl champions used to be overinflated and the number would be be too big and you could bet against them. But so they're 17-3 straight up, 17-3 straight up, 13-5-2 against the spread, Super Bowl champions in the first game of the year in this, this setting on Thursday night. Houston are getting 9 here, though, Cam, and it's 54.5. For the record, the last Super Bowl champion to lose their season opener at home on Thursday night were the New England Patriots to the Kansas City Chiefs in 2017. So the Texans are getting 9 here, even though it's 17-3, 13-5-2, and we saw Houston blow a 24-0 lead last year in this spot. And I know they don't have DeAndre Hopkins, but it still feels like a lot of points, 9 points, doesn't it?
Feels like a lot of points. I still think the over could be the way to go in this game. I think Kansas City will let, Houston's going to score some points, and I think Kansas City is going to score all over them. We don't want to bring out Tom Teaser in that game, but you're right, Gabe, that 9 sets up for a weird, weird number. How many teasers are going to have Kansas City to -2 with everything? It's got a weird kind of vibe to it. I lean to the underdog right now, but you know, it's hard. It's really hard to bet against Andy Reid and this Chiefs team, but it looks like generous points.
I'll tell you what, Kevin. The thing is, well, we all know Bill O'Brien. Listen, Bill O'Brien's a bad general manager, right? Like he shouldn't be running things. And there's been a lot of negativity around the Texans in the offseason. But the fact of the matter is, they're still a good football team. And yeah, they don't have DeAndre Hopkins. You know what I mean? They still have good wide receivers. They still have a great quarterback in Deshaun Watson that makes receivers good around him. And I'm a big Hopkins fan, but at the same point in time, life does go on. And they still have a competitive defense as well. So it's not like, you know, all the negativity about the Texans doesn't really equate with their team on the field, really. You know what I mean? Like, they're not as terrible as O'Brien is as a GM. You know, you get my point? Because people sort of equate the two of them, like somehow the Texans have tanked or something. Like, the Texans haven't tanked. And you saw Hopkins just say he's going to be the richest guy ever, right? They weren't doing it. They didn't have the money to do it. It wasn't happening. Could they have done a different deal? Sure. But it is what it is. So, to me, like I said, it's an interesting football game. And I'm high on Kansas City this year. But 9 points is a lot of points here, man.
Everything you're saying about Bill O'Brien is 100% correct. But two things are starting to catch up to him. One, how bad he is as a general manager is impacting the talent that's on this roster. And two, he has handled the AFC South very well. But the AFC South got a lot better, I think, this offseason with a full year of Tannehill and Cam's Colts.
Yeah, Cam's Colts, Indianapolis Colts, very favorable schedule, actually, to get the season going. I'm damn actually, right. Yeah, I like the Colts this year. The problem with the Colts is their quarterback.
Don't worry, he'll be fine. He will be fine with that offensive line. Don't worry about old man Rivers. He's going to be all right.
Is there any other option in Week 1 survivor pools? Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game's episode continues, and we're going to be kicking it with you until 9 o'clock Eastern nightly. Kevin Walsh will be back a little bit later on with the in-game live crew. Me and a raging redhead, Cam Stewart, will track the baseball board. And in fact, man, these games are coming out as fast and furious right now, Cam. I didn't love the baseball card tonight. I like the Rays. I like the Jays. And there was another team that I liked. The Chicago White Sox. This number just feels a little light to me with the White Sox tonight. I get it. It feels like that old trap, the old T word, comes into play here. But without being stated, I can't resist. White Sox, more than a fair price here tonight. A smoking hot baseball team, Ken.
Yeah, you said it. This could be like the trap door of the night. Tony, the juice is really low. I probably would have taken this at least 20 cents more here. I don't know what's going on. Cease against I guess Musgrove, he's pitched pretty decently for the Pirates, but I'm not gonna touch that game, Morenci. I do have a nice little play, though. People aren't talking about. Remember Max Fried of the Atlanta Braves? He just went on the DL today. So Atlanta's called up Wright. I like Sanchez and the Marlins, even money against the Braves. And I also am coming back to Cam's Reds, like Cam's Colts, Male, a guy that's been good to you with strikeouts against the Cubs. This game is a straight-up pick'em. I like Cincinnati, and I like the Marlins tonight.
Guys, the White Sox are riding a four-game win streak right now. They're 16-4 in their last 20, and they're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. It was -136. It's up to -140. Right now, but we'll step up and in here with the Chicago White Sox in this spot. If it's a trap, whatever, then, you know, call me Little Timmy once again. I fell into the well, Cam, but I like the Sox here. I'm not getting in front of this white hot team.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.